It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. You see the game show Jeopardy a few months back?
Watson?
Who is Mary Leakey?
You're right.
A computer named Watson defeated two of Jeopardy's greatest human champions. Watson uses key bits of data from the clues it gets to search through its knowledge base and form answers. Game shows are fun and all, but Watson can do a lot more than just that. Artemis is kind of a cousin to Watson using some of the same technology. It's being developed to work with infants in intensive care units. The idea is that Artemis could detect signs of distress in infants faster than humans can. Carolyn McGregor is a researcher at the University of Ontario Institute of Technology.
At present, in a lot of intensive care units, there are a number of medical devices that are attached to patients so that they can monitor vital signs. These devices show these readings every second. And nursing staff take spot readings and usually record them on paper around every hour. So there are subtle behaviours that could be occurring in those streams of information that aren't being recognised when you're only analysing it and reporting on it every hour. So through our approach, which we've named Artemis, we are able to capture every reading from the devices and do a very low-level analysis to watch for subtle behaviour changes in the data.
If a baby has been monitored with this kind of technology, what is the end result for the kind of care that that baby receives?
If we can detect when a baby is coming unwell, we can minimise the impact to their organs and to their body systems. So the more we can minimise that, the easier it is for them to recover, and the less there is the potential that that can have a lifelong impact on them as they grow up.
I asked IBM researcher Maria Ebling how Artemis is able to interpret that data.
So the data coming in Artemis is a continuous stream of data. Think of like an EKG machine that's monitoring a baby's heart or an adult's heart for that matter, but in this case it's a baby's heart. That EKG stream just keeps coming continuously, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And the system, as the data comes in the door, it gets looked at, it gets analyzed, it gets categorized, and either if it's okay, great, nothing happens. If it looks suspicious, it gets flagged.
Now, this is stuff that a human wouldn't be able to do because there's too many points of data, right?
I think a human can see some of the patterns, but not all of the patterns. And humans, and you don't have a caregiver standing over the bedside 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, never getting tired. Right? So a computer can look at this data forever, and it'll just keep analyzing it.
More about Artemis at marketplacetech.org. Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story you might have missed.
There's a new Facebook group called Pictures and Documents Found After the April 27th, 2011 Tornadoes.
And it's just what it sounds like, right? This is stuff people found and then posted.
Right. And it's meant to reunite these things with their rightful owners.
We've been looking at some of the pictures on this site. Here's a Cub Scout shirt from Alabama that was found in Tennessee. And there's a comment underneath it from a Cub Scout leader in Alabama who says he's going to find out who it belongs to.
Did you see the ultrasound of the baby boy?
No, I missed that one. But here's a picture of a middle-aged woman on a couch with a young girl. And on the back, it just says Gladys.
There's some mail from Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Hope that gets to who it needs to go to. We were nowhere near these tornadoes, and I don't even know many people down there, but I couldn't stop looking at these items. They're like lost and found mixed with a memorial mixed with a scrapbook. You can see it all for yourself. We have a link to it at marketplacetech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.